For months, Governor Andrew Cuomo has been warning that the state budget, adopted in early April, is not balanced, with revenues likely to be more than $8 billion below the spending plan. And while state lawmakers and governor await a bailout from Washington, D.C., which may or may not happen, the Division of Budget has begun delaying payments, including to nonprofits that contract with the state. And late last month, the delays hit 12 municipalities, with the state withholding about $74 million in planned aid. One of those affected governments was Syracuse, which saw its spring aid payment decreased from nearly $62 million to about $49.5 million. The city's mayor, Ben Walsh, joins us now to discuss the issue. Thanks for making the time, Mayor.
Glad to be on.
So what was the immediate impact of losing out, even temporarily, on almost $13 million in state aid?
Well, the timing couldn't be worse for us. While it's the first payment of the state's fiscal year, it's the last payment of the city's fiscal year, which ends in June. So there's no time to adjust our spending. We had about $72 million in state aid revenue booked for in our budget for the year. And the final payment was scheduled again to be just under $62 million. So that immediately punches a over $12 million hole in our fiscal year just as we're about to close it out. We are certainly hoping that it's withheld as opposed to reduced or cut. But having that uncertainty as we close out the fiscal year is not good.
What did that mean for your ability to essentially pay your bills that you have due now?
Well, what it'll likely mean if it doesn't eventually materialize is that we have to draw more out of our fund balance, out of our reserves. The good news is we've been good fiscal stewards in recent years, and we've maintained a healthy fund balance of just around $50 million. But if you start taking it out in chunks of $12, $15 million, that goes quick, and we're entering into our next fiscal year with a significant amount of uncertainty. So, worst case scenario, it comes out of reserves and puts us in a more precarious fiscal position going forward.
So you at least had the cash to pay your bills currently, at least.
Well, we do. Yeah, we have made some contingency plans for borrowing in case cash flow does become an issue. We want to make sure we have all of our bases covered. We think we can do it, but again, that has a ripple effect going forward. We passed our budget for fiscal year 21 just about a month ago, and it is looking dramatically different already. And if we're drawing more out of our reserves to balance this year, that means we're going to have to further address spending in the next year's budget, and probably likely have to make significant cuts to the budget that, again, we just passed about a month ago. So we've already furloughed a number of employees. We're already making very difficult decisions about operations, closing, keeping pools closed for the summer. So this is having a ripple effect, and it could be resolved if the federal government stepped up and helped.
What sort of warning did you get from the state before this reduced payment was made?
No real direct warning. We were reading the tea leaves and some of the public comments that were being made, so we had a sense that it was possible. But again, until we received official word just recently, there was a great amount of uncertainty, and there still is. Again, we appreciate that it's being characterized as a withholding as opposed to a cancellation, but we don't know if it turns into a cancellation. So it's a lot of uncertainty and really not a lot of time to account for it. But we understand the state's in the same position we are, that the pandemic is unprecedented, and the only level of government that can truly help at this point is the federal government.
Well, you've mentioned that the federal government is the only one who can help, but the state does have, and there are plans floating around to increase taxes at the state level to make up some of the deficit, at least temporarily, and help potentially avoid cuts like this. What do you think of that as an avenue to pursue in the meantime while we wait for federal action that may or may not ever happen?
Yeah, I think we, you know, as I've been saying to my team here in Syracuse and my constituents, we have to plan for the worst and hope for the best. And so we can't hold our breath for the federal government to step up and do what they should do. So you have to make contingency plans. That's what we're doing here on the local level, and the state has to do that. And yeah, I would absolutely want the state, both the governor's office and the legislature, to be looking at what other options they have. And, you know, I know personally, as we went through our own budget process, that, you know, when you're evaluating potential tax increases, you have to take into consideration the financial impact that the pandemic has had on our constituents as well. So that's not an easy decision to make. And ultimately, we decided not to raise property taxes for that reason here in Syracuse. But everything needs to be on the table, and I certainly hope and expect that from the governor to the legislature that they will evaluate all of those options.
How has your city's cash flow already been impacted by the decline in sales tax revenue since the pandemic hit?
It's significant. We were, setting aside the $12 million withholding mm-hmm. from the state, our mid-year budget projection anticipated a $1.5 million surplus. That's why I take exception to the federal stimulus proposal being characterized as a bailout. Mm-hmm. We left our own devices and without an unprecedented worldwide pandemic, we were controlling our own financial destiny. But this again was something that nobody could plan for. And so our sales tax revenue has been devastated, and you know, we're now projecting a significant deficit. So we went from a surplus to a deficit. Still hard to pin down the number, but you know, we're likely looking at upwards of a $10 million deficit. So that's quite a swing in the matter of a couple months, and it is posing some challenges for us in the short term.
Well, I heard you mention the word destiny in there, which reminds me of a major generator of sales tax in your region, at least normally, Destiny USA Mall. As we speak now, what's your understanding of the status of their opening?
Well, they're still not open, and as long as they're not open, they're not generating sales tax that we certainly need here in the city of Syracuse. Now, our first priority has to continue to be health and safety, and I understand and appreciate that that's what's driving the state's reopening process right now. But we do believe that they have plans in place that would allow them to reopen safely, and there are discussions daily, both between state officials, local officials, and the mall, as well as among us public officials on our regional control room calls. So, when we look at how we begin to recover, sales tax is by far our largest revenue source here in the city of Syracuse, and Destiny is among our largest sales tax producers. So the sooner they get open, the better. But again, we have to do it safely.
Do you have any idea how they're responding to this latest mandate from the governor that they have some sort of air filter that can go down to 0.01 microns to make sure it catches COVID-19 in the air?
Yeah, I think they're frustrated, but I'm quick to remind everyone, there's no playbook here. We're learning as we go, and some things we're getting right, and some things that we're not. And I think we all wish that we were talking about HVAC systems and air filters a few months ago, but the reality is, we're learning here, and so there certainly is some frustration. I think especially just given the size of Destiny, even on busy days, it's very easy to walk through there and not come anywhere near 6 feet from other people. So when you combine that with mask wearing, I think that it is certainly possible to maintain health and safety in that facility. But again, this is from the state government to local government. It's difficult. You don't ever want to be accused of picking winners and losers. And malls come in different shapes and sizes, so it's hard to make exceptions for certain ones. So I understand the difficult position the state's in. We've just asked that they continue to take our feedback on the local level and help us come up with solutions.
Earlier in the interview, you talked about some of the hard choices Syracuse has had to make with regards to your pools. I know you guys have been doing some fundraising to try to open those pools. How is that going? And what made you, you know, turn to that avenue of money?
Well, we have 8 outdoor pools in the city of Syracuse, and early on we realized, first and foremost, just given the health and safety challenges, but beyond that, the fiscal challenges, that we weren't going to be able to open up all the pools. And the easy thing would have been to not open up any, but for many young people in our city and many families, our pools are the highlights of their summer. And with everything else that that people have had to deal with during this pandemic, it just felt It just broke my heart that we wouldn't be able to give that to our families. So we looked at it. We decided that we thought that we would be able to pull together enough resources to open 2 of our pools. But I asked the Parks Department for a plan for 4. They gave that to me, and then we just decided to get creative. And as much as it pains me to have to go to my same constituents who pay their taxes for these services, I think that there's a general understanding that this situation is unprecedented, and there's a general understanding that, you know, our families in the city need this support. And while we certainly were taking a bit of a risk and a leap of faith, I was confident that our community would step up, and that's what they've been doing. We're just about near halfway to our $100,000 goal. We have some soft commitments lined up from some other corporate partners that I think are giving me confidence that we're going to hit our goal, and I'm really proud of the way our city stepped up.
I imagine you've been going pretty much nonstop for the last few months now. How are you doing?
It's been quite a past few months. You know, at no point have I questioned whether or not I'm in the right place. You know, I came here to serve my city. I've been here for 2.5 years, and there's nothing I'd rather be doing. But it's hard. I look at how others have been impacted by the crisis. I have my health. I have my job. So I count my blessings every day, and I just do the work.
We've been speaking with Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh. Mayor, thank you so much for making the time.
Thanks for having me.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.